KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 32. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, April 16th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Should be a nice afternoon. Lots of sunshine, high around 70. Becoming windy today. We'll have northeast winds to about 25. Chickasha's next mayor to take his oath of office. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story. And those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
Chickasha Mayor-elect Chris Mosley to be sworn into office today. Mosley and other newly elected councilmen will take their oaths before tonight's city council meeting. Mosley to take over for Hank Ross, who spent the last 8 years as mayor. He did not run for re-election. Also to be sworn in, Ward 3 Councilman R.P. Ashanti Alexander. He ran unopposed for re-election. And three new councilors to be seated, David Sykes in Ward 1, Joe Mulder in Ward 2, and Zach Grayson in Ward 4. Outgoing city councilmen are Jerry Pittman, Blake Elliott, and Howard Carpenter. Among the first orders of business for the revised council will be to consider approving a street repair project for this summer. It's being recommended that the council authorize a more than $400,000 bid to Don Elson Construction out of Missouri. Streets targeted for repair include 2nd Street from Choctaw to Minnesota, 6th Street from Choctaw to Frisco, Chickasha Avenue from 9th Street to the railroad tracks, Missouri Avenue from 4th to 9th Streets, 9th Street from Grand Avenue to Ferguson, Country Club Road from 16th to 29th Streets, and Almar Drive from 4th to 9th Street. The council also expected to award a bid to replace some storm drain inlets. It's an issue that was postponed during the last city council meeting in order to allow officials to reconsider a local bid, which was initially determined to be incomplete. And officials now say the local bid from Boardwine Development, which was about $190,000, is complete and won't be considered. It would have been the low bid, but the project now expected to be awarded to Lukenbill Development out of Edmond for about $199,000. Boardwine is expected to be awarded a project for street and sewer repairs in the 1500 block of Virginia. That's for just over $41,000. And the council expected to schedule a public auction for an oil and gas mining lease for about 47 acres of city-owned property near the airport. That sale to be set for May the 7th. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Longtime local doctor Robert Herndon has died. He spent more than 50 years in pediatrics. He was one of the early doctors for the Chickasha Clinic, which is now known as the Southern Plains Medical Clinic. The Chickasha Clinic opened in 1954. Herndon was 92 when he passed away last week. He was a U.S. Navy veteran. After his active duty, remained in the Naval Reserves for 20 years, retiring as Lieutenant Commander. A memorial service for Dr. Herndon will be at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon at Epworth Methodist Church. Memorial contributions may be made to the church. State lawmakers considering a plan that would eliminate tax credits that has helped the development of wind power in Oklahoma. Mark Yates with the Oklahoma Wind Coalition says that would be a mistake.
We're going to have companies that won't invest another dime in Oklahoma, and that's not just wind, that's other industries as well. They're seeing that Oklahoma cannot be trusted. You know, if you're going to incentivize companies to come here and then not follow up on your word and break promises, it's going to tarnish our business reputation, and that impacts, you know, all industries.
Yates was our guest on Real Estate Today over the weekend with John Mosley. Listen to that interview on our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find a Real Estate Today link under the news tab. By the way, the state Senate has already passed a measure to do away with those wind tax, those tax credits for the wind industry. It's now being discussed in the House of Representatives. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange starting the week at $67.39 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $72.58. Natural gas, $2.73 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,346. And silver, $16.60. Our weather forecast, freeze warning till about 9 o'clock this morning. After that, lots of sunshine. High about 70 this afternoon. Northeast winds will be gusting up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Right now, though, it's fair and 32. Get the temperature anytime you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team finished up fourth at the Southern Oklahoma Invitational at Duncan over the weekend. The Chicks dropped a 17-6 contest to Guthrie in the third place game Saturday afternoon. The Chicks will head out to Elk City today to play the Big Elks in the first of a two-game district series. The Chicks are 9-18 overall, just 1-6 in district competition. The Big Elks, 12-13 overall, they are in third place in district play. CHS girls golf team heading up to Lake Hefner for a tournament today, and the softball team traveling to Blanchard. Other baseball from the weekend, Ember Pocasset beats Minco 7-3 in the Grady County Conference Tournament, and Fort Cobb Broxton wins the Johnny Bench Tournament at Binger. The Mustangs beat Southwest Covenant 12-0. The Oklahoma City Thunder win their opening game of the NBA playoffs, 116-108 over Utah at the Chesapeake Energy Arena last night. Paul George hit 8 three-pointers on his way to a game-high 36 points. Russell Westbrook had 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists. Game 2 Wednesday night in Oklahoma City. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers get a walk-off win in extra innings to beat New Orleans last night. Alex Verdugo's 3-run homer, the game winner, with no outs in the bottom of the 10th inning. And the Dodgers win the ball game 8-6. They have now won 7 in a row and 8 of their first 9 games of the season. The two teams wrap up the 4-game series at the Bricktown Ballpark tonight. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home.